Unleash the Hounds. This is the time we set aside every week to unchain the snarling, foaming at the mouth pit bull of truth, justice, and the L.A. way. The L.A. watchdog, writer for City Watch, Jack Humphreyville. Jack, how are you?
I'm very well. I like the truth and justice.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get there. So you got a piece right now, and this has become an issue in the election for mayor between Eric Garcetti and Wendy Grohl, that there's a big development. It's the Millennium Hollywood Plan that's going to put 1.1 million square feet of mixed-use development and a little tiny parcel of land, two giant towers. What are they, 55 stories each?
Yeah, I think 55 stories and 45 stories. One's almost 600 foot and the other one's almost 500 feet. It's like, it's the equivalent of a bunch of the downtown buildings.
And they're going to put them right in Hollywood, I guess, on either, is it on either side of the Capitol Records building or near the
Capitol? Yeah, both sides of the street. One's going to be right next to the Capitol Records building. The other one's going to be in the parking lot across the street. And it's going to be an absolute, the intersection is bad enough. It's going to be an absolute disaster for the next, forever. I mean, not only during construction, as they have thousands of workers coming in and out, and all the cranes and the cement mixers and all those goodies, but afterwards, there's going to be a ton of traffic. I mean, the thing that I find it interesting about this is going to be a really very, very high-end development. With the cost of construction of probably $600-$700 a foot, the prices of the condos, which are going to be about 70% of the building, two buildings, are going to be Lower East Side, going to be West Side New York prices of couple $1,000 a foot. It's these are $2 million apartments.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I like the idea that people are willing to invest money in Los Angeles, and as a fan of architecture, I also like big buildings. I guess my gripe about it, Jack, is just the location, because we don't have that many iconic structures to look at, and the Capitol Records Tower is one of them. It's world famous. And if you New York City's going through the same argument, because there's a development plan to put up a gigantic building right next to the Empire State Building. And the concern there is it's on the site of the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is right across the street from Penn Station. And the concern is that it changes the skyline. It changes the focal point of your eye on the skyline of New York, which is part of what brings folks to New York. And that's the concern in Hollywood, that these buildings will obscure, besides the issues that you raised, the traffic, which is always an issue. But it'll really take away the building.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these 600 feet, that's going to be four times the height of the Capitol Records building. I mean, which is 13 stories or something, and it's 150 feet high. It's going to dwarf everything else in the neighborhood.
Maybe what we'll have to do is we'll have to tilt the Capitol Records building like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and then that'll turn it into a tourist attraction. Everyone can go there and pose for those photos like they're shoving it back up straight. We're talking with Jack Humphreyville. So now this became a campaign issue because this is in Eric Garcetti's district. And the charge is that he came out opposed to it, but he... It was like after the fact.
Well, there's two parts to that. One is the Hollywood Community Plan, which was sort of jammed through by Garcetti, that it would allow for increased density, and it was based on faulty population and estimates, quite frankly, that Hollywood was going to be growing from 200,000 because it was going to grow from 200,000 to 210,000 in this last census, and it's back it's down to 190,000. So you have the Hollywood Community Plan that was endorsed by Eric, and then you got this particular plan. Really didn't fight in the beginning, is my understanding. And now that all the the neighbors and residents around there are raising absolute total hell, Eric and Wendy, for that matter, have both come out as opposed to it. Now, how opposed are they going to be is another question. Maybe they'll be as opposed to it as they were to Prop A. We never heard anything from Eric on that one.
Well, we rarely oppose. The only two projects that ever get killed in L.A. are the football stadium and Walmart. Or actually, there's a Home Depot that was out in Wendy's district. She fought that one when the NIMBYs got involved. But other than that, the city of Los Angeles has largely been run for the public employee unions and for very wealthy developers. And if you are just a regular citizen, homeowner, or a small business owner, you're pretty much cannon fodder for what they decide.
You can kiss it goodbye, absolutely. I mean, this is a big-time, very wealthy New York city-based developer. They're coming here with lots of dough. They're buying friends and influencing people. They're coming in there, buying friends and influencing people, spending money for the Hollywood Central Park or money for the conservancy or money for housing and, whatever the flavor of the day is. And, we're talking about big money here.
Yeah, I don't object to people investing in Los Angeles. At least we get something. They're spending money in L.A. They're employing people. They're creating jobs. And they're contributing to community. What is disturbing about it is how little impact the average Angeleno has in the future and development of the city, because these things get, these deals are struck behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
All public function is really just political theater. The decision's been made. The money talks. The people can walk. And that's what's disturbing about it. Jack, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.